7 minutes past 8. Roland Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. The latest migration measures proposed by the government are covered in most of this morning's papers. The Star says that asylum seekers could have to pay up to €1,000 a month to live in tented accommodation. The Times says this won't apply to those who have been granted refugee status and are living in direct provision. The Times also reports on the existing system, saying that while asylum seekers are sleeping rough in Dublin, there are almost 3,500 refugee beds empty. On Tuesday night, when the temperature fell to 2 degrees in Dublin, reporter Kitty Holland met a young man from Pakistan who she says was just in jeans, a thin jacket and a T-shirt. Her report says that asylum seekers are required to sleep rough for several nights to prove that they need accommodation. And decades from now, we may muse on our current stance on migrants as we become climate migrants. That's according to environmentalist John Gibbons, writing in The Examiner. He says the big fear among scientists is that climate change will shut down the North Atlantic air current known as AMOC. This would mean Ireland becoming a lot colder, ending our grass-based agriculture. And yet he says in the latest Department of Finance report anticipating the next 40 years in Ireland, a possible AMOC shutdown only gets a mention in the footnotes. The Irish Times has a half-page ad from Cumasúin na mBan showing a little girl lying in bed. Her face is lit up by the light from her phone screen. Around her head are comment bubbles and nasty emojis. The comments have words like idiot, sick, stupid and dirty. The headline in the ad is, harmful content is never acceptable. The online world and its influence on us is covered in several papers this morning. The Independent reports how the Oireachtas Media Committee is hearing about regulators' efforts to monitor social media platforms. TD Ciara Keogh said, all of us know so many children witnessed Charlie Kirk's murder coming up on their feed. She says, I think it was the first time that many parents realised they didn't know what their children were looking at online. Over the page, The Independent reports that a Dublin court has jailed a man for 2.5 years for coercively controlling a 15-year-old girl by threatening to leak embarrassing photos of her. The court heard he met her through the online game Roblox. And Ethna Tynan, writing in The Mail, says it's not just the darker material online that's harmful. She says it's also the boastful social media feeds making people feel inadequate. Like new mothers watching an Insta-mum who claims she's just snatched an hour out of her busy schedule to climb the sugar loaf with her perfect blonde toddler who's already reached grade 2 on the violin. The Times reports that the funeral took place yesterday of David Hanley, former Morning Ireland presenter. On the letters page of the same paper, Frank Daly recalls being interviewed by David Hanley. Frank was picked by his employers, the Revenue Commissioners, to go on Morning Ireland and explain a new customs declaration system. He was given a media preparation session and was told that a nervous interviewee would always be told the first question. So, during the commercial break, Frank asked David Hanley what his first question would be. He writes, I still remember his growled answer. Frank, I haven't effing thought of it yet.
The first question, we all know what that feels like. Thanks, Ronan. It's now 11 minutes past 8 after the break. 2 National Guard troops shot in Washington. We get the latest.